Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feld, and if you're shopping for a pre-owned vehicle, the fact is that you're going to pay attention to probably other mileage, age, and the condition. When it comes to buying used cars, the most important things to look for in an up-to-date car services as well, their records, and of course, the maintenance records. We wanted to get a little bit more information about this. Eugene Herbert is Chief Executive of Master Drive. Good morning. Hope you had a fantastic weekend.
Morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So what are the most important factors? If I'm in the market to buy a used car, second-hand car, what am I going to be looking for?
Well, you know, one of the things that we need to take cognizance of the fact is that not all cars are equal. Really, the health, as it were, at the end of the day will depend to a great extent on how well they've been looked after. And when you look at kilometers that a car is covered, a long distance or high mileage may not necessarily be a bad thing if it's had a good service history, particularly amongst the dealer network. Whereas on the other hand, a car that has stood for a number of months, years, etc., or locked up may not be in great condition because it's actually the seals may have perished, the rubbers, etc., etc. So certainly a good service history is a good indicator that a vehicle may be a good buy for you.
How has this changed in terms of mileage? In other words, was there a benchmark 20 years ago in terms of a mileage that a car would have done versus today?
Yes, there has always been a benchmark, and I don't know that today it is actually the correct benchmark. Let me go back a few years. Before, a car that if you were an office worker, you were thought to cover an average of maybe 2,000 kilometers a month, which would give you 20, 24,000 kilometers for the year. If you were a salesperson, maybe you did 3 to 5, and that could give you, you know, maybe 40, 50,000 kilometers a year. But, you know, with modern engine designs, for example, I've got two vehicles in our fleet. One is an SUV, Ford Everest, that's done over 320,000. The
wow.
engine has never been opened. I've got a Ford Fiesta at 310,000. So is it bad? Not necessarily. But you know what I do, and maybe this is just a hint to motorists, the manufacturer says you must change the oil at, let's say, it's 15,000 kilometers. If I'm running high mileage vehicles, and by the way, that term is probably incorrect, wouldn't it be? It should be kilometers. Mm. Would be that as it may.
Absolutely. I was thinking it as I was asking you the question. Why do we
change
still
oil
talk
at
about
around about 10,000?
Yeah. Why do we talk about high mileage when we talk in kilometers? It's quite a funny lag that we don't seem to have gotten rid of.
So you know, the one thing, and please be careful, I was reading that article in Business Week. Some less than ideal dealers advertise a vehicle with full service history. But when you open up the service book, you need to differentiate, is it with the manufacturers or the dealer network that services that car, or with another dealer that is not necessarily a franchise dealer. But that in itself is not necessarily a bad thing. So please, before anybody gets uptight, but I saw a service history the other day. The dealer had actually just written in the names of the previous dealers with no official stamp. So that's not a full service history. Someone needs to be careful. And of course, the other thing today, there is the means, depending on what vehicle you buy, of being able to get feedback from the OEM, whether the mileage, the kilometrage, relates to that which is on the odo.
So is there a way of checking to see if that is accurate?
Well, yes, there is. I'm sure there's a company, I can't remember the name offhand at the moment, that you can get a type of report on the vehicle. And of course, your premium brands, that's relatively simple. In fact, I see sometimes I've acquired a vehicle, there's no service book on it, but to get the service history from the manufacturer all ties up. So, and today it's more difficult for them. You know, years ago you would have spoken, and this was amongst the dealer network, giving a car a haircut, and that made it look good. Mm-hmm. So they took 100,000 kilometers off, and it was a fresh car again, as it were. So there are means to do it. It just means that one must be diligent. This is a nice anecdotal story. A dealer, this is a number of years ago, had sold a lady a motor car, and he had given the car a haircut for 100,000. She eventually took him to court because she found out that it was incorrect. And I believe that she was awarded the 100,000 kilometers at AA rates penalized against him for because of what he had done. So there's no room for unscrupulous, dishonest dealers trying to catch innocent motorists.
Absolutely right. If I had to ask you if there was one red flag that you would look at to say, I'm not going near that vehicle, what would that red flag be?
Okay, there are more than one, but if I can give you what I normally look at. If I look at the kilometers, does the wear in the inside of the car, for example, the pedals, the seats, the steering wheel, is that an indicator of a low mileage or low kilometerage car? Or does it just shout out to you and say, no, this doesn't gel? Eh? You know, the seat bolster when you get in, typically in and out, etc., that starts to show wear and tear after a few kilometers. So if that's a bit worn and the mileage is low, well, then maybe you should be very careful.
There's a red flag. Well, now that you've teased us with more red flags, what are some of the others?
Okay, the other thing is when you have a look at the motor car, you know, the challenge is we go and we look at a new vehicle that we want to buy. We're so excited about wanting to buy, we don't look carefully enough. Mm. Now, for any novice buyers, why don't you take along a more experienced friend, a relative, and go and have a look at it? You know, and one thing, if you stand a little bit further away from a car and you can look at it and you can see if the body panels, the color matches. That's not necessarily a bad thing if a car's had bodywork, but you really don't want it to be, you know, so bad that within 6 months you're going to have to do a respray or something like that. Do the body panels fit? Here's what I also look at when you open up the bonnet. If you can see if the original panels have been moved, you know, some of them are bolted in. If the nuts or the bolts that secure it to the other part of the body, different color. Look in the boot, pick up the carpet. Is there some spray over there? Because the less than scrupulous panel beaters may not be too careful when they finish the work. They want to get the car in and out. So have a look at those concealed places. I normally have a look at the suspension. If I can lift it up and jack up the front, is there the movement on the front wheel, which would indicate a wheel bearing or something like that? And of course, the best test ever is to take it for a test drive. One of the things, I remember taking a car from a dealer for a test drive, and as I got in, he said, just be careful, please, the brakes aren't working too well. Now, do I want to buy a car from a dealer who hasn't bothered to check the brakes before I want to take it for a test drive? Does it pull straight in the
field? Absolutely.
Holding the steering wheel, does it pull to the left or to the right, which is a sure indicator, the alignment. And if you run your hands across the tires, you'll feel whether the tread is feathered, and that could be an indicator of whether that's not right or not.
Absolutely, and that's where we leave it. Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive, talking to us about the age and mileage of a car and the impact that it has on the price.